friends. Welcome to Sky House Herbs Podcast. I'm Ashley Ellenboss, a clinical herbalist, and in this space, I share my knowledge and experience with plant medicine to help you on your own journey of healing and transformation. Join me in exploring the ancient wisdom of plant spirit medicine and how it can be used to heal the body, mind, and spirit. We'll talk to experts in the field and share stories from people who've been transformed by powerful plant allies. New episodes are released each Monday, so please subscribe. And now, let's explore this mystical world of plant medicine together. Hey everyone, welcome in. Today, I know this talk is coming in a little bit late this week. Normally, I like to have my talks drop on Monday, but we just got back from a wonderful spring break, but a very busy one. So I apologize. If you were looking for this video on Monday and you were like, where is it? That is what happened. So we got back on Friday morning at 2 a.m. It's very late arrival time to get home. I'm still unpacking, but it's okay. It is all good. I'm happy to be home. We went from the Virgin Islands, which was like 82 and beautiful, to like it's snowing today in Minnesota. So I'm just surfing the waves, you know. Spring is like up and down no matter whether you're traveling or not. So I am along for the ride. And today's topic will actually probably help you as much as it's going to help me to talk about overwhelm and spring and the energies of spring. And even if you're on the other side of the globe and you're going into fall, there's a similar energy in transitionary time. So if you're experiencing overwhelm, but it's more the letting go and moving into, I guess for you, it would be winter actually, then this will also apply. Before I dive into today's talk about three herbs for overwhelm, I wanted to let you know that my herbal apprenticeship course still has spaces available. You can still join and study for a year with me. I would love to have you. It's really a very unique course in that you'll get a combination of pre-recorded content, just basically like what you're doing now, listening to me in your ears whenever you have time, you know, when the timing works out for you. And then we'll have live classes. So we can actually sit face to face, camera to camera, and you can ask me your questions. And I'm really excited for the combination of those two types of learning together. And then a lot of interactive learning with herbs and giving you an opportunity to do your own blending, to journal, giving you prompts and ways you can explore the plants in your own body, and then share that with your classmates and talk about what you're noticing. I wanted to show you, I'm going to share my screen and go over to the Sky House website. So if you go to the skyhouseherbs.com, I'll include a link in the description. If you click on this top banner that says Herbal Foundations Apprenticeship, Learn More, then you will see the full program. And you can scroll down just to learn a little bit more about who is going to be in the course, who it's open to, the types of people and learners that will be joining, our mission, our goals, previous students' experiences, topics, all of the herbs that we'll be doing personal plant pairings with. You can learn more about that in the modules here. And then you can scroll down to learn about the dates, more about me. And then here's the sign up. So our early bird rate is now over. So sorry if you missed it, but we do still have our full payment option, either as a one-time payment, or we also offer payment plans. So if you prefer to break it up into 12 monthly payments of $120, just click here, or you can do one payment of $12.99. And if that is really out of the question for you, we do have need-based pricing. So this is for people who maybe have experienced financial hardship, maybe you're a single parent, you've lost a job, you're on disability. All of those would allow you to be eligible to apply for tuition assistance. So you can just click on this button and fill out this form and just tell us a little bit about your situation. Click submit, and then you will be brought to a screen which will show you the different tuition assistance options that you are eligible for. And you can just go ahead and apply right there. So if you do decide, like you look at those options, you need to think about it, you can always fill out this form as many times as you need to see what options you're eligible for. Okay, so that is that. Let's stop screen sharing. All right. And let's talk about today's topic. So spring, overwhelm, herbs, let's go. All right. So I wanted to talk about this because in the springtime, it is very normal for people to experience anxiety, overwhelm, anger, rage, agitation. And all of this, I think, is so well explained by the ancient Chinese practitioners of TCM or traditional Chinese medicine. And what they did is they created this wheel that includes the way that all of the four, or they actually have five seasons because they include late summer as its own season. And they attribute the different elements from the Chinese element system. So they have wood, fire, water, earth, metal, and air. So they have, oh, that was six. So yeah, they don't have air, they have metal. So they have five main elements, and the spring element is associated with wood. And wood is a really interesting one because if we think about, well, what's happening right now in nature? Well, there is a lot of, if we think about what wood wants to do, it wants to solidify itself and grow up. It wants to spread, it wants to expand. Even here in Minnesota, there's little buds on the ends of all the branches of the trees. They want to expand. And so wood energy is expansive energy. It wants to break through, it wants to break free. It wants to do something with itself. It does not want to be held still. Doesn't want to be told no. It doesn't want to be told you're too much. None of that. It has zero tolerance for that. So if you're feeling any of those, you are right on time. The other thing that's interesting about the astrology of right now, when I was writing this up, I said to Adam, my husband, who's an astrologer, I said, what is Jupiter doing? Because I can feel Jupiter starting, there's been a lot of Jupiter activation. He's like, well, the biggest thing that is about to happen is that on April 20th, we're going to have Jupiter is going to conjoin Uranus. So here we have this planet of expansion conjoining, so coming together with the planet of explosive revelation and big drastic changes and unexpected good and bad fortune. It's like the tower card. Are you jumping towards something or are you jumping away from something? It kind of depends on what your situation is, but expect it to be sudden and unexpected. And so, thinking about herbs that are going to support us for some big unexpected expansions is probably a good idea. And so, whether we want to look at it through the lens of the Chinese system or from the lens of astrology or from the lens of our own experience, being outside and hearing the birds and seeing the geese fly back, like just seeing all the activity starting to happen. We have birds building nests. I think probably like a lot of houses, they like to build a nest in our wreath in the front of our front door. And we have a window so we get to watch the little babies. And usually the front door becomes off limits for a little bit while they are in their fragile stages. But yeah, there's just so much activity happening, and that can feel overwhelming to our nervous system. Now, one interesting thing about the Chinese system is that they also attribute each of the seasons with an element and with an organ system. And the organs in Chinese medicine are a little different. They're not just related to the physical organs in the body as we think about it in the West, but it's also an energetic physiology. So it's like in the Chinese system, they have an organ, but the organ is associated with something that's happening in the body, not just that physical organ that does those particular physical things. So, for example, in the Chinese system, spring is associated with the liver, and wood is associated with the liver. And the liver in Chinese medicine is seen as the organ which allows the qi or the life force to travel smoothly throughout the whole organism. And so, we have herbs like licorice that we use. Both it's considered to do this in Chinese medicine and also in Ayurveda, is to bring the we add a little bit of licorice to a lot of formulas to move the herbs and move the formula throughout all the meridian lines. It like distributes the medicine smoothly, and it's a sweet medicine, licorice. So, when we think about the way we want qi to move, we want it to move smoothly. So licorice can help with that. Now, don't use licorice if you have uncontrolled high blood pressure, if you are pregnant or nursing, just because we don't know enough about it, and it can elevate blood pressure, which we don't want to do. But in a typically healthy person, if you're trying to smooth out your qi, some of the herbs I'm going to talk about, which is not licorice, this sort of just sideline, side trail that I decided to take all of a sudden. As you know, if you watch my channel, that happens a lot. But licorice is one that I think about as being an agent that can help smooth things out in a formula, but I don't typically use licorice on its own as a medicine. Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about the liver and anger, because what happens, and this just, it's the beauty of a lot of these ancient traditional systems of medicine is that the way they describe patterns is so intuitive. It's so organic. It makes so much sense to us. So when they see that the liver is responsible for keeping the chi or the life force moving smoothly throughout the entire body, we can think about, well, what happens when things are not moving smoothly, when things get pent up or blocked, right? And now think about you in your life. Let's just say you're having in one of those days where everything is going smooth. You're in the flow state. You're creative. Everything's happening the way you want it to. And then all of a sudden, roadblock. Let's say you go out to go to that appointment. You're already running early and you've got a flat tire. For many people, the first thing they do is they get angry. Like anger is a very natural response to being stopped or like thwarted in some way. Now, what we do with the anger, it can be constructive. We can use that anger energy to incite action, which is good. Like, I need to call a tow truck. I need to do this. I need to call the person. I need to call my doctor, tell them I'm running late. I need to call the tow truck, or I need to call a friend who can help me change it, or I need to get my tools so I can change this tire, right? Like, we can think of creative action, or we can just get mad and like break something that is probably not a very healthy coping mechanism or way of dealing with anger. We can yell at the dog, right? Like there's lots of things you can do with anger, but anger can be constructive. And so when we think about what is very, what often happens in the springtime is we've got a lot of chi building. And it's like a river. It can start to come over the banks, and then it can get really chaotic, and there can be an o overabundance of energy. And it can spill out into other things, and we can just start to get a little dissociated, a little overwhelmed, a little disembodied, right? So the best thing we can do is really create solid banks, really solid banks for the energy to flow through, and to do whatever we can that's within our power, because there's a lot that's not in our power, but whatever we can do in our power to keep our channel moving smooth and steady. And that includes getting good sleep, drinking plenty of water, which I'm going to do right now. How about that? I said sleep, water, eating good food, exercising is so good for keeping our chi flowing. And it doesn't have to be yoga or qigong, although those are great. It could be running or brisk walking, anything that's going to really get your blood moving. And that's really good for your brain and brain health too. I was listening to this a talk on preventing dementia and Alzheimer's, and the gentleman was saying that it's really helpful. Studies show that if we can get to zone two cardio, which is that place when you have a difficult time maintaining a conversation, when you're exercising, it's like you're like getting breathless for about an hour, ideally 30 minutes, like five times a week, but maybe even an hour three times a week, shows significant help and helps with blood flow to the brain, and also all these biochemical things that are happening in our body that will keep things flowing and keep our body really working well. So, if you can get outside or even get to the gym and just set your, just do some cardio, get your blood flowing. That's really good for maintaining strong banks of the river. Let's see. I wanted to also say that one other interesting thing that can when anger can show up is when we're not aligned with what we are here to do or what we really want to do, like what our heart wants us to do. So if you're feeling blocked because of your like not being in aligned with your higher purpose, that can also start to turn into anger. And again, what do we do with it? It depends. We can quit the job and get the job we actually want, or we can stand up for ourselves with a partner or whatever it is that we're feeling blocked by. If we're not standing in our own strength and in our own power, Spring can really aggravate us and make us feel more agitated, irritable, snappy at the people we love, and more so at the people we don't love. So we want to really be aware too of our inner, because part of what wood wants us to do is align with our inner purpose. It wants us to it wants us to bring everything to the middle and then, blossom it up into the ethers. So I wanted to talk about three different herbs, and kind of a range of ways that they work in the body. And I'm going to kind of go from like long-term, kind of more slow and steady approaches to keeping the liver healthy and the energy healthy and the mind healthy to stop from overwhelm. But I also want to talk about intermediate things you can do, and then things that are really, really kind of like acute in the moment. I'm about to have a panic attack. Like, let me organize myself and give you an herb that's going to be fast acting and very concisely hitting. So those are the three we're going to cover. One more tip that is really interesting is that the liver hates wind. Like, liver and wind are opposites. And so there's, hay fever and allergies in the spring are very common. And in Chinese medicine, they view this as the liver, what is it? The liver irritating the lungs. What was it? Liver attacking the lungs is their terminology. And then that, and when the liver attacks the lungs, it leads to skin outbreaks and congestion and eye stuff. And that's often caused by wind. And wind carries pollen, so there's that piece too, but also just wind is very, it can be very upsetting to our nervous system and very upsetting to our physiological system. So I really recommend in the springtime, even if it's warm out, if there's a wind, cover your neck. That's one of the best pla that's one of the places the wind that the body hates the most to get wind on is the neck. So wear a scarf, when you go out on a windy day, wear your jean jacket and a little scarf. You're going to look cute and you're going to keep the wind off your neck and protect your neck and keep it warm, which is going to keep your immune system also a little bit more activated, which is good. Okay, that was the last piece I wanted to say about TCM. So herbs, the first class is actually not even herbs, but it's mushrooms. And you all know me, I love mushrooms a lot. So what I'm going to recommend for overwhelm, if you could think about something that you could take every day and it will build and accumulate over time. This is what I do for myself, for my girls, for my husband when he's willing, is give them mushroom blends every day. And so I really like a blend of reishi, chaga, cordyceps, lion's mane, those are some of my top ones. And those work really, really well for keeping the nervous system steady. And also, there's been studies that have shown how different mushrooms affect the liver. So, for example, reishi supports liver function by supporting a healthy inflammatory response to oxidative stress. We also know that reishi is hepatoprotective, so it protects the liver from oxidative damage. And if you're taking medications or if you live on Earth and there's pollutants, your liver is probably working really hard to detoxify. And so this would be a really great way to support your liver, to support the flow of qi through your body, and to keep your body's detoxification pathways open is by taking some mushrooms. Also, there was a study on lion's mane that showed that people who take lion's mane, it can protect the liver from alcohol-induced damage. So this is not like a free pass to drink alcohol. And even if you don't drink alcohol, knowing that taking a mushroom like lion's mane is hepatoprotective from alcohol, then you'll know that it's also going to be protective against other toxins as well. So that's a great way. They're pretty low cost these days. You can find high quality mushrooms. I really like Host Defense, which is Paul Stamets' brand. They're a little pricier, but they're still wonderful. I'm going to include a few links to different mushroom sources. I know Gaia Herbs makes some mushroom blends. But at most co-ops you can find, I would, steer away from companies online that you've never heard of before and stick with things that you can find at your local co-op. They're pretty good vetters of herbal products and of mushroom products too. For the dose, I take, so what I use for me, myself and my kids, it's called Myco Community and it's by Host Defense and it has a range of different mushrooms in it. And I take myself three capsules once a day and I give one capsule once a day to my kids. And I really do think it helps with not only, liver qi flow, but it's really helpful for reducing nervous system activation. So anxiety, stress response. It's also really good for the immune system. And when we have weather going up and down, we are more likely to get sick. So anything that's going to be helpful for immune modulation is a good thing. So mushrooms, and I would even say microdosing. I did a video on microdosing. I'll try to remember to link it, but it's in my video history. But microdosing is another really good way, especially for the mind. It's not so much going to work on the body level, but really on the mental level to keep your mind open. It creates a little bit of a euphoric state if you find the right dosing. And yeah, it can just open you to possibilities and new ways of addressing your own inner anger when you get blocked. And that's one of the ways I have found it to be most helpful for myself. Is like, I'm going through life, I'm going through my day, something comes up, and suddenly instead of reacting, I've got the, I feel like microdosing gives you a little gap through which you can be like, oh, there's actually three additional choices to the one I was about to take. Let me consider these. And it happens fast. It's not like you're sitting there twiddling your thumbs having to meditate on it for an hour. No, it's like it gives your brain a little bit more space and your nervous system a little more space and more creativity, more connectivity in the brain itself to give you more choices. And that's always empowering and can be very, very good if you're feeling overwhelmed, is to know I've got more choices than what I might currently be able to see. All right. So that's the first. The second is skullcap. I talk about skullcap all the time, but it is a wonderful herb. Now, there are two skullcaps. I'm talking about Scutellaria lateriflora. This is in the mint family. It's not the Chinese skullcap, okay? So lateriflora. And this herb, what I love about a lot of our nervines is that they're bitter. And it's interesting because the bitter taste, when we taste it, has a direct effect, not only on the liver, but we actually have bitter taste receptors throughout our entire body. We have bitter receptors in our heart muscle. We have bitter receptors in our brain. We have bitter receptors in our stomach. We have bitter receptors in all throughout our gut. So the taste of bitter sends chemical messages to many different organ systems in our body. And a lot of what it tells us to do is two things. First, it tells our system that something is coming in that we want to pay attention to. But it doesn't create, interestingly, it doesn't create a sympathetic response, which is like alert, alert, panic, right? It actually does the opposite. It says, let's relax. So it creates a parasympathetic response, that bitter taste. It actually creates a little bit of like a shudder, like little, like when you taste something a little bit, you're like, ooh. And that helps to actually relax the entire nervous system, which is good. That's what we want when we're feeling overwhelmed. So skullcap, one other thing I'll say about skullcap that is really, and I think I did this as an herb of the month. So if you want to learn more about skullcap, go over to my playlist, Herbs of the Month. You can listen to a whole podcast on that. And but one of the main ways I like to use it is for the busy mind. When your mind has like, 10 plates in the air spinning around your head, and you're having a hard time even knowing where to start. This happens to me a lot. This is like, one of my challenges in this lifetime is, I'll get like overwhelm and there's like fight and flight. Well, there's also freeze. So some of us, when we get overwhelmed, we just do nothing. We just kind of check out, we dissociate. We're like, well, I'm just going to avoid all of those things and I'm just going to hang out in La La Land or scroll on my phone. And that's a trauma response. I mean, that's, it's part of the way our body protects itself. And for most of us, it's actually not helpful. I mean, taking a mindful space, like taking a mindful moment, is different than feeling frozen and unable to act. So, one thing that you can do is number one, try not to have so many things on your plate. That's what I've learned in my years of experience on this planet is like commit to less things, Ashley, then you won't be so overwhelmed. But still, life happens. So having an herb that can just sort of like turn the volume down of the spinning mind so that you can just say, okay, what can I do first? And that's like one of my motto for life is tend the living things first. Tend the living things first. I did a whole video on this, but like that's whenever I get overwhelmed, I think first about, okay, what is living that needs my attention? Oh yeah, me. I need water, or my dog, or my husband, or my child, or my plants. Like tend the things that are living first. That's always better than making the phone call, paying the bill, doing the other things, right? Like obviously you'll have to do those and they will get done. But if you ignore your own body's needs and the need for water or to go to the bathroom or to eat, then all those other things will not happen as smoothly. And your chi will be in that very, very kind of more rigid, blocked state. So tend the living things first. Use skullcap, and you don't need much of it. Just do drop doses. You know, maybe do 3 drops or 5 drops, and that just will really, you'll just feel it instantly. It's like, oh. And one of my teachers, James Snow, said it's like putting a warm blanket over your head when your mind is racing. So try that, 3 to 5 drops when you need it. If you really like it, you can start off, you know, you can use it prophylactically. So you can use it in the morning, you know, take maybe a full dropper and just watch how it can set you up for success and less overwhelm throughout the day. I really like Herbalist and Alchemist. They make my favorite extract of skullcap. I also really like Herb Farm, and I will include links. The third one is a low dose herb. So I just want to say this in advance. It might be harder for some of you to find in other countries. So I'll give you some other alternatives, but it's wild lettuce. And I actually just used this with my daughter 3 nights ago because she is having like, she's having some big transits to her chart and a lot of Mars energy, a lot of Mars Saturn stuff happening. And she's just been angry. Last night I had her draw a picture. I was like, what does it feel like? She's 5 years old. I was like, Summer, what does the anger feel like when you get angry? I'm like, what color is it? So she got out a red marker and she like started like making these like really hard lines and her face was all scrunched up. I was like, okay. And then she started drawing big circles and like scribbles. And I was like, oh yeah, I can see that. And then she goes, and it's like this. And she drew a heart with the red mark. And she's like, that's my happiness. And then she took the marker and was like stabbing the paper. I thought she was going to break the marker. And she's like, that's my mad. It's like, oh yeah. And she's like, why do you want to know? I was like, well, I just want to understand what your mad feels like to you. So I can just be here with you. I can just, you know, understand and be here with you when you're having that mad. And maybe I can help you. So, you know, we'll see. I'll let you know how that goes. But, you know, I think doing art to explore feelings is huge. And, you know, if you're feeling like that level of anger and like that level of frustration, and, you know, she like this is actually going to be a good herb for you. And this is one that I gave my daughter. So she was like in the corner of her closet, like mad. Because I forget what happened. She didn't get something she wanted, and it was like a ridiculous thing. It was absolutely illogical and never going to happen. But she's super mad about it and would not come out of the corner. And so I brought her some wild lettuce. I put 1 drop on her tongue, and I said, "This helps you unhook yourself from that one thing that's making you so mad. It's going to just take the hook right on out. So let me give you a few minutes." So I gave her some minutes in the closet, and you know, she drew a picture actually. She took a blue marker and drew a picture of her under her bed saying no, and like, you know, just, you know, showing how she was feeling in a picture. And then she came out and she like started to relax and she did prayer time with us, and you know, the evening went on, and I could tell, like, okay, she's not obsessing about this one thing that's making her so mad. And that's the gift of wild lettuce, is it helps you unhook. It helps you get out of that, you know, OCD. This should have happened. Everything's ruined because that one thing didn't happen. Like that kind of thinking, not helpful, really. Usually, I can't think of a time where that's actually been helpful. But maybe you can. Maybe you can share a time where that actually worked out. But for her, I wanted to help her out of it, and I wanted to give her a plant ally and a name So that maybe, because what my girls do now is they'll ask for it. They'll be like, I'm really feeling like I need chamomile. I need some like warm chamomile tea, or I need skullcap. They ask for that one a lot. And I want wild lettuce to be in their mind for things that they can ask for when they're feeling really, really stuck about one thing. All right. Now, let me tell you a little bit more about wild lettuce. The Latin name is Lactuca verosa. You can buy this as an herb on Mountain Rose, and I do believe Mountain Rose sells the tincture. So I'll include a link to that. It tastes awful as a tea. Don't do that to yourself. Do not drink this as a tea. Plus, it's very, very strong. So the qualities of wild lettuce is it's an anodyne, which means it's a pain reliever. It's especially good for arthritis, like arthritic pain. It's antispasmodic. It's a mild hypnotic. And I know some people have abused this trying to get like really high, but it's not going to get you high, guys. It's a mild euphoric, and it has Rico Check, who's an herbalist who sells this plant on his website, Strictly Medicinals, if you want to grow it in your garden. He says that it's like a very feeble opium. So it doesn't have, you know, it has some opioid-like compounds in it, but it's so feeble or weak. But it still, at the same time, is going to help you relax and give you a little bit of that spaciousness, especially mentally, between you and the object of your obsession or anger, whatever that might be. It's really good for insomnia as well. So if you are laying in bed obsessing about that one thing you didn't say or the one thing you did say, this is really good. Again, take the fish hook out of that one thing, start to loosen the grip, and start to let that thing go. It was also used in divination in some pagan cultures as as an incense. So it was burned, the dry leaves were burned as an incense for divination. And it's interesting because when I was reading about it, they were saying when they would work with dark spirits, and I was like, well, maybe to keep them away. You know, wild lettuce is kind of a heavier, it's a heavier medicine. Culpepper considered it to be an herb of Mars, which is the god of war. And it does, it has like very prickly shaped leaves. It's not a very pretty plant. I mean, it's very Mars looking. But it's, you know, it's active. It's a very active plant. It is considered to be cooling, so it's not heating, but you don't need much. And if you take too much, it can be lethal. So, you know, be very careful with this one. I would just say one drop. That's all I do. I never use this more than a single drop, and for that specific use. But you know, if you want to play with it, I would say you could probably go up safely to maybe about 5 drops, but I wouldn't go any higher than that. If you want to work with this plant in higher doses, contact a registered herbalist, or someone who really knows this plant well, who can guide you into higher dosing for different reasons. All right, so there we go. We've got our three plants for overwhelm. All of them smooth the liver qi. All of them help to relax the nervous system. The first one was our mushrooms, and a mushroom blend would be really nice. And that's really kind of thinking about long-term smoothing out the flow of qi. The second one we talked about was skullcap, a great ally for feeling overwhelmed with too many things on your plate. You can take it in advance of your day if you know you have a lot going on. It's a great herb just to give you a little bit of like support for slowing down the mind and slowing down the nervous system. And then the last herb was our wild lettuce, low dose, single drop plant you can work with for that one thought that is creating overwhelm and anger. So that's it for today. Thank you for listening. Please feel free to add your comments. Just a reminder that the Herbal Apprenticeship Program is still open for enrollment. So you can head on over to our Sky House Herbs website, click on the Herbal Apprenticeships course to learn more and also to register. So thank you all so much, and I'll see y'all again soon.